So where you spend your time, what you put your money towards is the biggest testament to what you believe in. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast, another office talk. I'm going on a journey to build a 3,500 square foot office, dry eye center, myopia management, amazing optical. Let me tell you how it's coming. We have the closing thought of the episode. It involves airplanes. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Very fun episode for you today. I'm kind of giving you a look into the journey I've been on, growing, expanding. We're moving to the next level of building a new office. So let's get right into it. This last week, I went to iDesigns. iDesigns, if you're not familiar, is they design offices, especially opticals. They are an amazing, amazing operation. If you ever are going to design an office or are remodeling your office, get in touch with them and honestly go to their facility. It was really cool to see how much manufacturing they do, how big their operation is, and just the journey they've been on. Fun to work with. It's not cheap, but if you want to do something great, you have to pay money. You have to invest into it. And that's kind of the thing that I'm realizing right now is if you listen to anything I've talked about the past year, one of the first main and biggest pieces of advice that I've given you is you have to have a vision. You have to know where you want to go in order to get everyone rowing in the same direction. You have to have this 10, 15-year plan. And when we talk about the CEO mindset, we also talk about you're in charge of decisions now that will affect you 10, 15 years down the road. And as I'm designing this office, I have the Rejuvenation Dry Eye Center, two treatment rooms, IPL, the chairs that lay down. I'm designing it in such a way that it looks very medical and spa-like. Comfortable feel, not medical per se, but spa-like professional feel. I have a pediatric room, right? Gonna design it in such a way that it's kid-friendly. And then three more exam rooms. Awesome. Putting a ton of money into the optical. I mean, ton of freaking money. Why? Because I still think that deep down, that's where we have an edge. We sell a commodity that people come in expecting to buy. Do it right and they're going to buy from you. I think 10, 15 years down the road, we're still going to have people buying glasses from us. You know? So I've had a vision. I think dry eye, I love it. I like what it can do. I like how it can help patients. I see a huge need for it, and I don't see a lot of people meeting that. Thus, I'm creating that dry eye center. Two rooms, a big investment. I have an IPL, have a vision, right? I think optical is a huge aspect of what we do in an optometric business. Look at the percent income you have from optical and clinic, and honestly, you get the majority from optical, right? It's not saying that you only have to do refractions, but you need to invest into that side of the business. You need to market and merchandise. Merchandising something that's a little different. It's how you set up your optical, not just a wall of frames. There, you have to have displays. Market the brands that you have. You need to have your staff educated on the stories of the frame lines. Like, it's a business within a business. So investing into that. And then I really think the ocular health and wellness aspect is huge. Glaucoma, MAC degen, cataracts, ocular surface optimization for cataract surgery. That's where the future of optometry is in my mind. Okay? That's how I'm designing this office. That's where I'm putting my focus on. That's what we're putting money towards. So where you spend your time, what you put your money towards is the biggest testament to what you believe in. And that's what I'm doing and that's what I believe in. So that's me being upfront with you. I cannot wait for you guys to see the design. We're also redesigning the website. That should launch next week. Oh my. the 22nd. Brand new website. I want you guys to check it out. New color scheme, new feel, SEO optimized. We're setting ourselves up for an awesome 2024 and beyond. So that being said, that's what I've done with iDesigns. Great experience. I think it's going to look amazing. Still collecting all the bills for what this is going to cost. Wow. It's a lot. It's a lot, right? You can start cold. You can do what you've done. But if you want something greater, you want something bigger, you got to put in the money. That being said, one of the things I've done as I've tried to grow and expand, I've been incredibly frustrated with the fact that I am spending all my time on things that I really don't want to do. Okay? Over the past, few months, the podcast. I love talking to you guys. I love doing this. But it's not making money. It's not my business. It's a hobby, and I love talking to you and doing this. We've revamped a little bit. I'm trying to make it more easy for me to create an episode and share with you and still keep contact with you, still grow, because it's honestly one of the best ways for me to take the business to the next level is to have these conversations, to talk to each and every one of you and see what you're doing out there. So I like doing it. I'm not going to abandon it, but it takes time. Okay. Designing the new office, that takes time, right? I love what I'm doing. I love what it's going to be, but I'd rather be working on other things. I want to be, doing my CN Certified Nutrition Practitioner course for Ocular Wellness and Nutrition Society, doing more with dry eye, developing my staff, working on the business. I'd like to be doing those things, but I'm torn in a million different directions. As we build a new website, I got to write some ad copy. I have to review marketing things. It takes time. It's one of the most frustrating things is wanting to work on things that you want to, but being pulled in a million different directions. Even with me delegating to my staff, my managers, I still need more time. And that's where the next step is. I need to hire another doctor and cut my clinic schedule down to 3 days a week. Now I'm doing the math and I'm looking at where I was last year, how much we made, what we did, and what my lifestyle needs for me to be successful. And it honestly would be much easier for me to keep seeing patients and not cut back in clinic, right? Honestly, I'd make more money and it's the easy way out. The harder thing for me to do is to see patients 3 days a week, take 2 days and try to grow the business. Have another doctor in there, have her be successful and grow the business, right? That's another level of ownership, of being the CEO of your practice. I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be hard. I'm excited for it, but it's not the easy way out. Again, I have a vision for where I wanna go, what I wanna do with my family, the life I wanna live. I'm creating that and I'm pursuing it, all right? Again, I'm not afraid to fail. If I fall on my face, I can always go back and just keep seeing patients. But this is me being completely open and vulnerable with you, showing you the chances I'm taking, the thought process I'm going through. Let me know where you're at. What's your journey look like? What are you doing? All right. Last thing I will leave you with this before the closing thought is as I go through, run the numbers, see how many patients I need to see, see the hours I have to work, talk to the doctor I want to hire. And she was straight up. She goes, I agreed to work till 7 one day a week, and I really regret that. I want to work 3 days a week because my life outside the practice matters. Like, oh my gosh. You're pursuing the life that you want, and I respect that. I'm the owner of my own business. And I feel like you're going to have a better lifestyle than me because you are working within the confines of what you want. What am I waiting for? I control this and I'm not doing what I want to do. Talking to one of my friends the other day and said the same thing. You want to practice the way you want to practice, do it. What's stopping you? You're the boss. You're in charge. That's why we do this. I mean, if you want to be lazy and not work, that's one thing. But if you want to have a better life, if you don't want to have to work till 7, you want to see your wife, you want to see your kids, do it. And it just kind of clicked in my head, and I'm revamping my entire schedule. Like, we were going to do it in June. I said, forget this. And this is a common theme with me. When I make a decision, why are we waiting? Let's do it now. Mondays and Tuesdays, nothing but primary care. Red eyes will fit in when we need them, but nothing but primary care. We're going to knock those out. Wednesday and Thursday, a couple of primary care exams, but a lot of my dry eye evals, a lot of my therapies and treatments. This is what it's going to be like when I hire another doctor, and then I'll be able to slowly phase out. I'm doing that now, and it's still the busy time of the year, so we're busy as all get out, but I'm spending more time with patients. 3 patients an hour instead of 4, sometimes 5 if we got real crazy. 3 patients an hour. And you know what's happening? This is going to be another episode. But I get to talk to my patient. I get to educate them on what's best for them. And we're getting more revenue per patient. Not because we're seeing more, we're not a volume practice, but we're giving them a better experience. I'm educating them better. They're getting better eye care, and the business is growing. It's been mind-blowing. Do you think you have to see so many patients, you have to do so many exams to be successful, to do what you want to do? Depending on how you run your office, you might have to. But if you focus on what matters, you do what you enjoy, that's going to be authentic, and the patients are going to resonate with your message. They're going to respond to it, and that's the life I want to live in. That's the life I want to, you know, have for my staff. And it's awesome. So 9 to 6 Mondays and Tuesdays, 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to noon. We'll see how it goes. I'm charging what I'm worth. All my diabetic patients will be medical. They want their refraction. We'll do that another day, or they'll pay their refraction fee, but we're going to be medical there. If we see a medical concern, that's a medical visit, right? Like, managed care is what it is, but we're going to do what we do. And we're also going to, you know, continue to market dry eye, grow that practice. Exciting. I'm so pumped for this journey. Like, this past year, I've been talking about it. I'm actually doing it now, right? Not just telling you what I would do, telling you what I am actually doing. Again, either I'm going to be a horrible warning or an amazing example. Either way, you learned something. Stay with me. We'll have more for you next week. Where has the time gone? We are to the closing thought of the episode. And right now, I'm going to give you a scenario. You're on a plane. Something happens. The pilots are unconscious. No one else is willing to step up. They nominate you. You, my friends, are in charge of landing the plane. You get up into the plane. Can you do it? Right now, in the comments below, if you're on the podcast, send me an email. Can you land the plane? Well, let me tell you this. Today, I had a patient in the office that was a pilot. And I said to him, you know what? You see this on social media. I've had this conversation with some of my friends. I laid out the scenario I just laid out. I go, someone of, you know, above average to average intelligence. They have access to the radio and such. What are the odds that we land the plane? And he laughed and he looked at me and he said, if you can figure out how to operate the radio, there's a pretty good chance in good weather you'll land the plane. On an Airbus, they have an auto landing feature. If you get in contact with the tower, they should be able to walk you through that and get you to do that. So I felt really good. In my head, I'm like, I hope I'm never in that situation, but I need to know, can you land the plane? Do you think you'll land the plane? And even more important than that, rather than taking flight simulator, rather than, you know, trying to put yourself through the mental gymnastics of how to land a plane or operate the thing, the, you know, cockpit, I'll leave you with this. The most important thing I learned is I need to learn how to operate the dang radio. He questioned whether or not I could even figure out how to use the radio, which leads me to believe there might be some strange voodoo magic you have to do to that. But I'd rather put my money on me figuring out the radio than actually landing a plane. So in the future, when I'm doomsday prepping, that's what I'm going to figure out, is how to operate that radio. And that's what I have for you. Dr. Lily out.